for the first time in the 31-year history of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, the route of the trail from Anchorage to Nome, Alaska, will be changed. This is happening because of a heat wave and lack of snow. Ellen Lockyer is a reporter and producer for the Alaska Public Radio Network, and she will be covering this year's Iditarod race for them. She joins us by phone from her office in Anchorage, Alaska. Thanks for joining us, Ellen Lockyer.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi there. So, first of all, how warm is it in Alaska, in Anchorage today?
Way too warm. I don't know the exact temperature, but it's probably hovering near 40.
A tropical heat wave for you there.
Brought a lot of rain, a lot of low ceiling, and a lot of wet ice.
Mm-hmm. Now, this traditional route of the Iditarod is 1,122 miles from Anchorage to Nome?
About that. It changes by a few miles because each year they run a different route. I mean, they have a northern route and a southern route, and they run those in odd and even years.
Oh, okay. So the ceremonial start is going to be March 1st. Is that still going to be happening from Anchorage?
Yeah, that will happen in downtown Anchorage, and the mushers will take off with great ceremony and run about 10 miles to a suburb of Anchorage.
Mm-hmm. And from there?
Well, normally, in normal years, they would load their dogs up on their trucks and drive another 30 or so miles to the suburb of Wasilla. But this year, because there is no snow in Anchorage or Wasilla, the race officials decided Tuesday to move the real start of the race all the way up to Fairbanks, about 400 miles from Anchorage.
Oh, no. So no big celebration in Anchorage this year, then?
Well, there will be that one furious Saturday morning where the mushers do their ceremonial start.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, it's way too late to change that because it's a huge media event, and it's a huge tourist event as well.
I imagine. So what will they be doing, then?
Well, it's a little sketchy at this point. Race officials haven't gotten back to me this year. They will probably be packing up their dogs and heading straight back to the Anchorage airport after they do the ceremonial start and flying up to Fairbanks. The new restart has been scheduled for somewhere in the vicinity of Fairbanks International Airport on Monday,
mm-hmm.
the 3rd.
Okay, so what is this going to mean for the racers? And we're talking about having to pack dogs onto planes to get them
right
up there, right?
And I think for a lot, and one of the mushers has told me this, the old-timers, you know, the folks that have run this race many times, it's not that big a deal. But for a rookie musher, to add the logistics of a long-distance move to the already stressful pre-race week is a little much. I think, and I'm not a musher, so I can't speak from experience, but what I have been told is that the change in trail now from Fairbanks will eliminate some very rugged mountain terrain. Originally, the mushers would have had to cross the Alaska Range,
uh-huh.
leaving Wasilla, but now that they will be leaving Fairbanks, that mountain range is no longer in the picture, and the mushers will be running on fairly flat terrain. They will also be running on river ice, and that could change the picture.
That could give them a much better time, couldn't it?
It would probably make the race faster, they all agree. However, there is some concern about the dogs spending too much energy at the top of the race.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whereas the mountains would slow the dogs down a bit. They wouldn't be going as fast, and they would actually be conserving energy, which mm-hmm. is what's desirable.
Right, they'd be pacing. They'd be pacing themselves.
Everyone's sprinting for the finish. So
would if somebody were to win this race and it were to be the fastest time ever, would it count as a record?
I would think so. This is an official move. It's an official trail, and it was really only, it's actually adding miles to the trail. The original southern route, which is what they would have used this year, is 1,100 miles. This new route will add 75 to 100 miles to the trail. So it actually is a few miles longer. And I don't know it has been officially decided if this was a record, would be considered a record year. Let's see what happens at the finish.
All right. Ellen Lockyer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Melinda.
Ellen Lockyer is a reporter-producer for the Alaska Public Radio Network and will be the trail reporter for this year's Iditarod. In Washington, I'm Melinda Penkava, NPR News.
Thank you.